Do you know, I've got a gentleman on the line I consider a hero, and that some people listening will remember this bloke. Go right back to, what was Yazzie? 2011, wasn't it? That's 10 years now. That's right. We had the 10 years the other day. And his name is Laurie Browning. Now, some people remember with Yazzie just flattening so much of that coastal strip down there, there were little towns along the coast that completely missed out on assistance. And they were in all sorts of bother. They couldn't get food and they couldn't get in and out. And Laurie found out about it and went down in his truck and got access to them, and then came back and came on the talk show and said, please, everyone, help these people out in these little tiny towns, little tiny coastal villages virtually, out of food, out of building materials, having all sorts of problems. If you get in touch with me, I'll pick up some stuff, or you can drop some stuff off at my place and I'll take it down tomorrow morning in me truck. Well, people came out of the woodwork. So it's a big badge of honour for those that responded to his call as well. But he did a wonderful job, did Laurie. But he's in a spot of bother at the moment. I don't know where. Oh, he's back home now. Okay, we're about to find out about this anyway. Hello, Laurie.
Hey, John. How you going, mate?
Lovely to talk to you again. You were wonderful. You were a hero back in those tough days after Yazzie. You did a wonderful, wonderful job. We won't go over that now, because some people will remember exactly what you did for those victims down there. But you've become a victim yourself recently out west. Tell us about this.
Yeah, I had a bit of a fall at work and sort of got a little bit of a bruise, and a few days later it went septic and sort of put me in hospital a bit and had surgery, got cold and staff out of it. And I didn't think I was going to make it there for a little bit. But wow. But it's coming good now. I got out of my Isa, and I'm back in Cairns now, where I've got family and relationships and everything's here for me to sort of, once I get out of hospital, but it's going to be a long road yet.
Well, we had a bloke, day before, 23 days from his accident, he buggered his wrist really badly, 23 days before he could get attention. He had to go all the way from way up here down to Brisbane to get the attention. Tell me about the situation at Mount Isa. What went wrong there?
Mate, look, I take my hat off to the staff out there. They are wonderful people. The nursing staff on the wards, and the doctors for that matter, is second to none. You know, like, it's a sort of thing you would expect from country hospitals. But unfortunately, they have a really big issue with resources and the backing they need in these regional hospitals. I mean, Normanton's the same. It's appalling. And I believe, I do understand that there is a lot of stress on the system at the moment with the COVID stuff and everything else, but I mean, that doesn't give them the right to drop the ball when it comes to general health. But on the Monday after this happened, I got turned away from the hospital because they didn't have a doctor, and I had a life-threatening illness. My wife sort of came home and took me back down there four or five hours later, and they medevaced me out instantly.
Oh. Which hospital was that at?
The original hospital was Normanton.
Didn't have a doctor. They didn't have a doctor on duty.
No, and that happens quite a bit, believe it or not, John. It's an ongoing thing, and I think it's appalling this day and age. I mean, we don't live in a third world country. And I was shocked, horror, to find out what's going on out there. And I've spoken to quite a few of the nurses and doctors and stuff out there, and some of their tales that they tell me is horrifying.
But they rushed you to Mount Isa, did they?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, I went out in the RFDSS. Hats off to them. They look after.
Wow.
It's the second time in a couple of years now.
Anyway, they had a doctor there, obviously.
Yeah, they had some doctors there. I think they were trying to do the right thing by me, but when I started hearing about maybe we have to take your leg off, I thought, hang on a minute here, I might need a second opinion on this guy.
Yeah.
But I'm on the mend now, John. The doctors and nurses up here at the Cairns Base are really, they're second to none. Tell you what, they best in the world as far as I'm concerned. Not that I've been anywhere outside of Australia, but no, I'm on the right path now, mate, so it's starting to, well, I get to keep my leg anyway.
How's the infection?
It's still there. As quick as they kill one bug, they tell me that another one takes its place.
Mm.
Um, I've still got this massive crater in the back of my leg. You can put about four good-sized green apples in the hole in the back of my leg at the moment.
Hell.
And it's going to be a long road to recovery through plastic surgery and skin grafts and that, but we've got to get rid of the infection first. That's the biggest issue. But
is it golden staff, is it?
Yeah, I'm on top of the first septus infection I got from the from the original, they called it a hematoma, a little bit bleed in the back of the knee that went septic, and that's what sort of started me on the downward scale of, on the road to death.
Well. Anyway, you're feeling better, and that's the important thing. You're sounding positive anyway.
Yeah, mate, yeah, I'm in the right place here. I'm in the right place. The doctors and the nurses here, I've got total 100% faith in them. Well, I have to. They got my life in their hands, and I trust them.
Yep. They're saying you'll be up and about in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, I've got multiple operations to go through yet.
Okay.
It's going to be a long path. It could be 4 to 5 weeks, which is, I'm happy to go through this to keep my leg, obviously. But, I mean, if it had to go, it had to go. So be it. The stuff that's available these days in the way of prosthetics and everything else is, it's pretty good. But I'm very happy I'm keeping my leg.
Yeah, I bet you are. I bet you are. Gee, Laurie, I'm pleased you contacted me anyway, and it took me back to 10 years now since all that work you did after Yazzie, and it was just heroic what you were able to do with the help of a whole lot of generous people in Cairns.
Oh, yeah, mate, I just looked at it as something that needed to do, and I was in a situation where I could help, and, I mean, hats off to the people of Cairns and the surrounding areas that donated and even money for that stage that went through the CWA. I put all it through there, so I didn't have to handle with that. But like big hats off to the businesses, like for instance the rent a truck mob that I got off Meteor. They were giving me, they started off with half price, and in the end they were giving me trucks and trailers for free to do what I was doing down there. And there's a lot of other businesses around town that donated bread, food and water. It goes to show, when the chips are down and people are in need, it's just an Aussie way to get up and do your part and help where you can help. I mean, those people down there, John, when I first got down there and I saw what, and I grew up in that area, John. I spent a bit of time being there. My sisters and brothers all went to school there. I was a bit young for that, but to see that, how much devastation there was, and people had nothing. They just lost everything. Quite a few people that I know, all was left was the slab on the ground. The rest of the house was gone.
Yeah, exactly. I remember all this.
I haven't... My mum and dad are actually living down at Tully Heads. Now they've bought a block down there. They wanted, because that's their favourite area on the planet.
Yeah.
But, I really hope that people that were affected by that cyclone, having some sort of a normality back to life, I'm willing to jump in and help wherever I can.
Well, but, you're getting the help you deserve up there at the hospital at the moment. I'm really pleased about that, and a whole lot of other listeners will be as well. Laurie, I've got to shoot through. All the best,
mate.
Stay in touch.
When you get when you get more time, I'd like to I'm starting a campaign to try and get some awareness, and probably, I'm trying to get through the state and federal governments to try and bring this matter in front of them so we can start doing something for our regional hospitals.
Oh, okay.
It needs a transfusion really, really, really bad.
All right. Well, when you're set to go, give me a call and we'll get stuck into it.
Absolutely, mate. I appreciate your support.
Good on you, Laurie. That's Laurie Browning. He's that Yazzie hero that so many people will remember from, 10 years ago?